My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King. He represents the Hawkeye State's 4th Congressional District and is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. In the first part of our conversation, which you can also find on this site, Congressman King walked us through where he stands on the current standoff over funding the federal government, the ongoing partial government shutdown, and even where things head heading towards a possible debt ceiling showdown in just a number of days. We also want to get his insights on the issue of immigration reform. It's been pretty quiet lately, but of course, the House of Representatives has the ball in its court if it plans to do anything at all on this issue. Recent reports suggest that the Republican majority does, in fact, plan to do something on this, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But, sir, as we transition from the debt debate and the budget debate to immigration, what do you make of the fact that the mall is technically closed to the American people and it's been a chore for American veterans to get into the memorials dedicated to them, but the National Park Service has approved a rally for those in favor of what's known as comprehensive immigration reform on the mall under what they are considering free speech rights?
Isn't that bizarre? The essential service of providing a place for illegal aliens to demonstrate in our Capitol. We're going to call a lot of park officers and security personnel of all kinds out there to keep order and pick up litter so that illegal aliens that under another world, ICE would be there instead. That's what's going on. We're living in an alternative universe that's been manufactured by Barack Obama. And by the way, there will be a lot of litter to pick up down there along the mall. We've seen it in the past. But when the Tea Party show up, you can't find even a cigarette butt laying out there. They police the grounds, and when they're finished, there may be some grass that's been walked on, but there won't be any litter. I hope that there'll be a little assimilation taking place as the protesters come here on Tuesday to run up the bill during the furlough of our park officers and security personnel.
Congressman, where does the legislation stand in the House? I know you've taken a stand that approving anything is going to lead to a disaster in conference with the Senate, but the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, has suggested that he still plans to move forward on this this year. What do you expect him to be offering?
Well, there's four bills that have passed out of the Judiciary Committee on Immigration, and I have asked all Republicans on the committee, tell me how these bills, and generally speaking, they're pretty good pieces of legislation as far as immigration is concerned. But I said to them, tell me how these bills can get through the Senate and to the president's desk and signed into law without the Gang of Eight's amnesty being attached to it. And the answer that I get is, well, that's what you're supposed to help us with. Well, I want to help them with that by resisting the idea that we should try to pass anything because it sets us up for a conference. And if there's a conference committee appointed, of course the Senate Gang 8 bill goes on the table. And they start injecting things from that rejected Gang of Eight immigration bill from the Senate. And so I don't think any good can come from immigration legislation coming to the floor this fall. And I'm going to continue to make my point that it divides Republicans, it erodes the rule of law, it encourages illegal immigration, and it's the wrong message to send. And by the way, it's a political loser for Republicans, and they should know that by now, even though it was the opposite assertion after the election.
What's the situation inside the conference right now? We know there's certainly a split. Do you think you have enough support among those who agree that passing anything would lead to a disaster in conference, or do you believe there's going to be a pretty big fight in the party over that?
Well, if they decide to push it, they will have already rounded up as many votes as they can on the quiet. They will have whipped their votes, and then those of us who oppose this will find out about it as late as possible. They're not going to say, hey, we're going to plan to do this in 3 weeks, so do you want to get your troops all ready and we'll line up against each other and go for it? It's the other way. It's kind of a stealth maneuver. And so I think that there could be an instantaneous clash that could come as a product of this. I know who the people are that stand for the rule of law and for border security, and they understand that what happens if there's anything that passes out of the House, then all John Boehner has to do is name a conference committee, and we are very close to sunk. So I think it'll be an intense deliberation and debate. But, we've gotten stronger as a conference, and John Boehner is stronger today than he was a week ago, and I want him to be strong. We need to focus on this continuing resolution and this partial shutdown. We need to focus on the debt ceiling. And this idea that somehow there's something urgent about immigration is just, it's not true. And if you look at who benefits from illegal immigration or from passing what they call comprehensive immigration reform, and we all know that's a euphemism for amnesty, the people that benefit from that are employers of illegals. They benefit from cheap labor, and also the political power brokers for the Democrat Party, and those people that are here illegally. And the balance of the middle-class America, the low-skilled or unskilled worker, the people that are entering into the jobs at the lowest levels, are the ones that are disadvantaged the most because they're being pushed out of jobs. And young Americans growing up are missing their opportunity to learn a work ethic and build their skill level because there's somebody there who's in the United States illegally who will go in and work cheaper, and they're being cut out of their opportunities. The double-digit unemployment exists the highest in the lowest-skilled jobs, and now they're talking about bringing in hundreds of thousands of unskilled workers to fill a demand that doesn't exist in this economy and to further suppress the cheap labor we have at the low-skilled level and the technical workers as well. We have thousands of technical workers out there that are not working in their field because it doesn't pay enough. They've drifted off into other fields. It isn't that we don't have the skills, they're not willing to pay the wages. Or you'll see some companies that have laid off thousands of workers, but they're still lobbying for more H-1B workers and H-2B workers to come in here. You know, if they've laid off 10,000 and they still want cheap labor, what's their argument? It's because they don't want to pay the wages necessary to keep people on the job here in America. We have 100 million people of working age in this country who are simply not in the workforce. We need to put them back to work, not import more people to do the jobs that, by the way, there is no job that Americans won't do. We're doing them all.
Congressman, you've been very good with your time with us today, sir. Thank you very much for being here.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on, Greg.
You bet. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 4th Congressional District. Member of the House Judiciary Committee, I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.